The truck was a 2-ton Volvo panel van, loaded from floor to ceiling with 3,000 pounds of plastic explosives made in Romania. Its door happily advertised the services of a well-known caterer in the city, a company which made frequent visits to most of the Western embassies. At 20 minutes after 10, the bomb was detonated by a remote device operated by a terrorist hiding across the street. As soon as he pushed the right buttons, he ducked behind a car, afraid to look. The explosion ripped out supporting columns deep in the basement, so the embassy fell to one side. Debris rained for blocks. Windows within a quarter of a mile were cracked. Lufkin was napping in his chair when the quake came. He jumped to his feet, walked onto his narrow balcony, and watched the cloud of dust. The roof of the embassy was no longer visible. Within minutes, flames were seen, and the interminable sirens began. 6 minutes after the explosion, the electricity went out, and Cairo was dark except for the orange glow of the American embassy. He called Teddy. When the technician, Teddy's sanitizer, assured Lufkin the line was secure, the old man's voice came through as clearly as if they were chatting from New York to Boston.
When did it happen?
Less than 10 minutes ago.
How big?
Massive, I say.
Call me in an hour.
I'll stay here at the office tonight.